Patriots. May 2nd, 1945. On May 2nd of 1945, approximately 1 million German soldiers lay down their arms as the terms of the German unconditional surrender, signed at Caserta on March 29th, came into effect. Earlier that same day, Russian Marshal Jorge Zhukov accepted the surrender of the German capital. The Red Army took 134,000 German soldiers prisoner. On this day, on this night, joining others that have reached out to me, tonight, you have to make a choice. And I understand anywhere you sit, but tonight, this is going to be a night of calling upon God to declare the end of this and to bring forth his wrath. We can no longer stand by without calling upon him to end the cabal's wrath upon this world. We are watching too many innocents die. We are watching too many children suffer. We are watching too many people be deceived. And we are watching the cabal continue to maneuver and maneuver around everything, and it is time for us to raise our prayers and to ask for God to rain down the holy angels that he brings to rain wrath upon this earth and to crush this cabal and to end their reign. So let us begin with Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly be praised, and the greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness and shall sing aloud your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. You shall speak the glory of your kingdom and tell your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises all up who are bowed down. The eyes all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand. You satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord and tell, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen. It is time that we reach to God boldly this night, in unison, all of us patriots across the world, to raise up our arms, to bow before him, and to praise his holy greatness in this nation and in this world. We call upon God to come down now and to finally do his bidding. We pray in the name of Jesus to stand to, in this moment, to rain wrath upon all of the cabal, to end this reign of darkness, to free the minds of those walking blindly, and to heal the many who suffer now from the most destructive war ever waged on humanity. Let there be no one in power in the way of his light and his greatness. And if need be, let them be removed from the face of this earth forever and ever. This is now war, and we stand boldly in this moment to declare war, spiritual war, physical war, upon this land that is held by the cabal to take it back in God's name. Let us stand boldly, and let us now continue with Nahum 1:1-13. An oracle concerning Nivana, the book of the vision of Nahum of Elkosh. The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord is an avenging and wrathful. The Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries and keeps wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and the Lord will by no means clear the guilty. His way is in whirlwind and storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry. He dries up all the rivers. Bashan and Carmel wither. The bloom of Lebanon withers. The mountains quake before him. The hills melt. The earth heaves before him, the world and all who dwell in it. Who can stand before this indignation? Who can endure the heat of his anger? His wrath is poured out like fire, and the rocks are broken into pieces by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in him. But with an overflowing flood, he will make a complete end to the adversaries, and he will pursue his enemies into darkness. What do you plot against the Lord? He will make a complete end. Trouble will not rise up a second time, for they are like entangled thorns, like drunkards of this drink. As they are consumed like stubble fully dried, from you come one who plotted evil against the Lord, a worthless counselor. Thus says the Lord, though they are at full strength and many, they will be cut down and pass away. Though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more. And now I will break his yoke from off of you and will burst your bonds apart. And let us praise Christ Jesus in this moment of glory as we stand boldly in the face of evil, and we now proclaim this a war against all evil, against all the innocents, against all the victims of this world that have been deceived. It's time. It is time that we no longer hesitate. It is time that we all proclaim our position with God and proclaim it openly of where we stand with Christ in our lives and with God in this moment. This is not any more time for us to waste. We pray upon God to bring the wrath that is needed to dispel this evil from the earth and to stop this pain that we all witness before us. We must occupy this land. We must not bend. We must not bow. We must constantly stand. In no possible way can we feel anything other than the glory of God's power within us. There can be no fear where we stand, for we are within the fold of God, and he stands around us, and he is declaring this day, as we declare with him, that there shall be no more suffering that we witness. The children must be saved. The elderly must be saved. The pain that we have endured to witness what is going on and the suffering that has been extolled upon the innocent is an unforgivable sin. And those that have rained that pain down must be sent to the places only God can send them, and they must suffer the consequences of betrayal in his name. We are the children of God. We are part of him. And we have the strength of his glory, and we have the glory of Christ that sits within us. Let us awaken that power and accept our birthright on this land and condemn and destroy this evil for once and all and forever. Let us not forget that in the sacrifice of Christ's life, he went to hell and he took the keys and he returned in life. And now we stand boldly in the memory of our King, never ever to waver in the face of this evil. No more heartbreak, only righteous indignation. Let that flow through you and stand boldly in this hour to raise your hands and to praise God for all that he does and all that he can bring, and let his wrath rain down on earth. Let this moment be a moment for all patriots to stand together in unison, in mind, in heart, to accept no more pain and suffering in this world. To not sit by and wring our hands and wonder How are we going to stop it? For it is within us to stop all of this. All we have to do is ask, and it shall be given. Reach, and we shall touch. Let God bring down his power, and we call upon that in this hour to rain down the holy wrath to destroy this evil once and for all. Now we stand, and we never bow. Only to him do we bow, but we bow no ever to evil. This is a time, patriots, of more than ever, that our strength in faith, the rock upon we stand, the glory of God in which we are standing upon, must never, ever rock or shake again. For it is our world that we stand upon. It is our world that they are stealing and defiling. We must pray for the healing of this world, of this nation, and for the many who are deceived and walking blindly in the darkness. We must be the light. And we must bring them all home. We have spent months, we have spent years understanding the complexities of this problem. We have ourselves suffered doubt. We have questioned, we have bumped into darkness, and we have always returned to this place to stand in the light and to stand beautifully within the fold of God. But it is now that we must unite like never before. We must come together in heart, in mind, in soul, as one voice speaking to God to declare this an end to the cabal's reign, to erase them from this land, to take away any of their power to defile, to exploit, to destroy, to steal souls, to damage innocence, to pillage the greatest gifts that God gives us, the greatest of those being life. It must be the end of this forever. And it is up to us to stand boldly now, to not waver, and to keep ourselves in constant prayer and vigilance with the righteous indignation that is reminded, it was shown to us by Christ when he flipped tables. Let us flip the spiritual tables as he did in the courtyard. Let us confront the evil as he confronted the Pharisees, and let us walk in the forest and confront the devil and walk away knowing that the devil has no day on us. It is time for our prayers to be as loud as ever. It is time for us to rock the foundations of this earth. Do not lay upon yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy or where thieves break in and steal, but lay upon yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:19-21. Our time here is whatever God gives us, but what that time is now more than ever is a time to stand and not waver and to take this land back. Never to run in fear again, never to doubt God again, never to hesitate in our commitment to his glory and grace and the sacrifice given to us by Christ Almighty. Let us remember Matthew 4:35-41. On that day when an evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke, and he rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" Patriots, it is all for faith. It is the faith that we have the greatest weapon with our prayers to literally move a mountain from here to there. And let us move that mountain tonight, to move that cabal from here and out of here forever. Let us pray and release the children from the terror and the bondage that they are in. Let us give hope and light to these blessed ones in our land and heal them deep within their souls. Let it rain. Let it rain joy for the children and wrath for the evil. And let us rock the very soul of this earth and shake the evil to its core. Let us remind the evil that we are the children of God, and even they must bow before us. For as is said in 1 Corinthians 13:12, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. We are the gift to this world that God gave us, a chance to be here and to be the tenants and stewards of the greatness in which He created. Christ lives within each of our hearts. All we have to do is embrace it. It is through Him to the Father, and let us rise up through Him to the Father and reign this time now to bring prayers and wrath upon this land to heal and to destroy all that is dark. There can be no more gray space. We must hold that line and hold it hard. We cannot negotiate with this evil. We cannot sit and be cowering in this evil. We must show this evil who we truly are. And we've always been what that. It fears us, but we've never embraced the greatness of who we truly are. For we represent the glory and the greatness of all things God created, for we are made in the likeness of Him. It is time for us to stand and to do as Joshua did, to stand and sing in prayer in Him, to bring the power of God's wrath upon the cities, to collapse those walls and let His angels slay the evil. It is time to cleanse this world. It is time for us to see the light. It is time for us to feel the glory and hope that only God can bring. It is time to unite in such a way that no bond can be broken. Only God Himself could separate us, and He never will, for God is our Father. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. All He asks is for us to love Him and trust in Him. Let us show Him our love and our trust unlike anything we've ever given, to release all of our connections to this world, to step into Him, to give our prayers to Him, and to ask Him to please deliver what we must most need mostly. And let His wrath rain down in a memory that will be written in stories, in the legends of the stories of the Bible, to never be forgotten, to be witnessed in awe, to drop the many to their knees, to be humbled by His glory, His greatness, and to understand once and for all that there is only one God, the true God, the living God, and that we all must bow before Him. In this night, our hearts must pray for the children, the many who have suffered, the many who have been sacrificed at the hands of these ritualistic horrors of Satan, the many that now cower in fear. We must pray for the parents that have been misguided and misdirected, to reinvigorate their gift of stewarding their children. We must pray for the many that are sitting on the fence, wondering what to do, feeling the pressures of the others to trying to draw them into darkness. We must pray for them to find strength in God to stand firm. We must pray for all the remnant that stands, for greater strength and greater glory in God, to give ourselves more deeply to His fold, and in unison we must pray that God brings down all his angels, all his wrath upon this time to end this reign of the cabal once and for all. And in that moment, we must rise to stand boldly with him, to lead this world forward in his glory, in his name, in his laws. For we are now the remnant to lead the world back to the glory in which God intended. And let us all be humbled by the sacrifices that were made to bring us to this time. The sacrifices made by Christ, pinned to the cross, left for dead, to fall and to rise again, and to ascend to heaven and to give us all the gift of everlasting life. It is now time for us to proclaim ourselves as warriors of Christ. There can be no more hesitation. You can't be fence-sitting anymore. You have to decide, in or out. And on this night is a night to decide if you're going to war for God or if you're going to take a break. It's all in. And all in is where we go, together, unified, in prayer, in focus, and in the glory of God's name, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah 51:12-14. I am he who comforts you. Who are you that are afraid of man who dies, of the Son of Man who is made like grass, and have forgotten the Lord your Maker, who has stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of earth, and you fear continually all the day because of the wrath of the oppressor when he sets himself to destroy? And where is the wrath of the oppressor? He who is bowed down shall speedily be released. He shall not die and go down to the pit, neither shall his bread be lacking. So let us stand, let us never waver. Let us praise God for all that is given, and let us be the warriors in this moment as intended to take this world back and to never let this cabal rise again. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into this fight. Prayers up, patriots. Tonight begins the turn of the battle. We're taking this world back in God's holy name and in Christ's holy name. He will never forsake us. He will never leave us. Let him hear your prayers of what we need, so that in the end, we can stand with him and witness his glorious victory. I'll see you in the morning at 5 a.m., 8 a.m. Eastern. Let us close with a shofar. Thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push, we climb, never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.